Dynasty Team Preview here on South Harmon. I am Eric Vanek, and you can find me on Twitter at EricVanekNFL, and joined by Koopa as always. And today we're going to go over the New Orleans Saints. On this episode, head coach is still Dennis Allen somehow, and the offensive coordinator they brought in is Clint Kubiak. Key players who left this offseason, so Jameis Winston obviously went over to the Browns. Michael Thomas, longtime Saints receiver, was finally cut. Andres Pete and James Hurst also gone from the offensive line. Targets and vacated air yards, 108 targets and 1,311 yards are gone from this team. Quarterbacks, Kuba, go ahead and start us off with the Saints quarterbacks.
Yeah, so the Saints have Derek Carr. So last year, PFF grade of 77.2, which puts him at 19th of 38, which is last season. A lot of people seemed to be kind of worried about Derek Carr, thinking that he might end up getting benched, that he's on like the hot seat for this year. I don't think he's really the problem here in New Orleans. And so he has a severely depressed value right now, in my opinion, compared to where he can end up with this team. The fact that I expect him to play most of the season and things like that. They also have Jake Haener, 2023 fourth round pick, and Spencer Rattler, who they drafted this year in the fifth round. So a lot of people had Spencer Rattler going much earlier in like the third or fourth round. Of course, nobody had six quarterbacks going in the first 12 picks. So maybe that played a factor or something like that. But Spencer Rattler is somebody that I have picked up in quite a few spots, kind of hoping that he will take the quarterback two spot over Jake Haener. But we honestly haven't seen too much out of Jake Haener either. So last year they had Jameis Winston and he was the backup quarterback. And so I'm kind of curious to see how that battle goes in training camp, which one ends up as the backup, which one ends up as the quarterback three. They kept three on their initial 53-man last year. I kind of expect that that they will keep those three. And I think Nathan Peterman is just kind of there on the roster right now as more of a camp body. I don't see Nathan Peterman pushing Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler for a roster spot, although Nathan Peterman does technically have that NFL experience. I just think that he's not that good, especially compared to those other two guys.
Yeah, what Koopa was trying to say is Nathan Peterman is dog shit. So he ain't gonna be
I'm just trying to be nice to him. And I'm trying not to just say it outright in case he ever listens to this, because that might be what he has to do with his career.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they've spent a fourth rounder on Haener and a fifth rounder this year on Rattler. So I think those guys are definitely safe to make the team. Real quick on Spencer Rattler. Overall, Rattler has a methodical play style and needs to be more urgent in his movements slash reads, but he has the arm talent, self-confidence, and work habits that give him a fighting chance to work his way up an NFL depth chart. He offers upside at the position, but the interview process will be crucial to his draft grades. His PFF grade last year at South Carolina was 77.6, 274 completions, 403 attempts, 3,183 yards, 19 touchdowns, 8 picks, 68 completion percentage, 86.3 on intermediate passes, 85.7 on deep balls, and a 7.5 ADOT on Rattler. So I agree with Koopa, though. Carr, Haener, Rattler probably are going to be your main three quarterbacks there. Running back situation here. So Alvin Kamara still there. PFF grade last year of 74.1, 26th of 59. Jamal Williams had a terrible year. His PFF grade last year was 59.4, 56th of 59 after that massive season from Detroit that he had. Kendre Miller, who they drafted, I believe, in the third round in 2023. James Robinson is still kicking around. Jordan Mims and Jacob Cabote, a UDFA out of Louisiana that they brought in. Last year, they kept four running backs plus a fullback last year. I'm thinking it's probably going to be three running backs this year. I would just imagine Kamara, Jamal Williams, and Kendre Miller will be the three. I don't see any of the other three guys being of use. What do you think, Koopa?
Yeah, I see it as those three. I mean, you have to remember that last year, the reason they kept some extra running backs was because Alvin Kamara had that suspension that they needed to have extra running backs on the roster for. I think with him being available week one this year, that they can just roll out with Kamara, Williams, and Kendre Miller. All the other guys can either go to the practice squad or get cut. And as you said, James Robinson is still hanging around. I would not be surprised that he's a guy that ends up on the practice squad. He's somehow managed to stick around with a lot of teams. And so I would not be surprised if they keep a fourth running back that he is that fourth running back as well. But Kamara, Jamal Williams, and Kendre Miller, I think, are the three main guys. I am kind of curious which one ends up being the backup to Kamara, because if you go off of last year and who was the backup, it would be Jamal Williams, but maybe Kendre Miller has a bit of a better offseason this year and he can push for that backup running back spot, because we saw last season Jamal Williams just was not very good. And so hopefully Kendre Miller can show that he can be a part of this offense, but we've also been hoping that Kendre Miller would be a large part, and a lot of people were expecting him to have a serious impact, and then he kind of did nothing. So we'll see if that ends up turning around here.
Yeah, I think a lot of that had to do with Kendre dealing with injuries. He came into the Saints with an injury from TCU, got injured like a couple times in training camp, then got injured during the regular season. Like, he just couldn't stay healthy last year. So I think that's going to be a big part. If he can stay healthy, I really like Kendre Miller. He was one of my favorite running back in the draft last year. So yeah, after the studs of Bijan Robinson and stuff. Wide receivers here. So Chris Olave, PFF grade last year of 82.5, 16th of 128. He's now going to be the main alpha, pretty much like he was last year, but he's going to definitely be it now. Rashid Shaheed, I think another underrated player, PFF grade last year of 69, 54th of 128 at the wide receiver spot. He's going to be asked to basically be the number two receiving option on this team. So Shaheed has a very big opportunity here in front of him. A.T. Perry, who definitely had some games down the stretch last year where he caught a couple touchdowns and looked decent, so I think he's got a shot. His PFF grade last year was 61, 85th of 128. Cedric Wilson Jr., who they brought over from Miami, his PFF grade last year was 65.3, 69th of 128, so I think he's got a shot to be their slot receiver there. Bub Means, who they drafted in the fifth round out of Pittsburgh, Equanimeous St. Brown, Stanley Morgan Jr., Mason Tipton, a UDFA from Yale, and Jermaine Jackson, a UDFA out of Idaho. They kept six receivers on the 53 lot last year. I think Olave, Shaheed, Perry, and Cedric Wilson, and probably Bub Means are locks. And then if they want to keep a six receiver, probably going to be St. Brown, but I could see any of those guys. And then real quick here on Bub Means. Overall, Means doesn't bring much route deception for easy separation, but he is an impressive height, weight, speed athlete with ball-winning ability downfield. He will compete for a backup role in the NFL and is reminiscent of a discounted version of Cedric Tillman. PFF grade last year was 71.1, 41 catches, 82 targets. So that's a big discrepancy between catches and targets. 718 yards, 6 touchdowns, 349 pass snaps. 33 came in the slot, 316 out wide, so mostly an outside guy. He only had two drops. 5.2 was his yak, which was tied for 225th. 17.7 was his A dot, though, 13th in the country. So this is a go get it down the ball, down the field, guy. 10 catches for 395 yards on deep balls. So he's kind of probably like what Rashid Shaheed, a lot of people thought it was, just a go get it down the field type of guy. I could see Bub Means kind of doing the same thing. Your thoughts here on the wide receivers, Koopa?
Yeah, so Chris Olave, obviously you want him. Rashid Shaheed, this is going to be the year that he either looks really good or he doesn't. In previous years, we've always seen that that they had Michael Thomas there in order to be the number two wide receiver on the team. Now that Rashid Shaheed has a full off season of him being the number two wide receiver, maybe that means that he will have much better connection. He'll be much more ingrained in this offense and he'll have a better year. We'll have to see exactly how that goes, because with the amount of injury time that Michael Thomas missed, you would think that Rashid Shaheed would have shown more, and that just didn't fully materialize. A.T. Perry is somebody that I am kind of excited about with potentially being the number three wide receiver on this team. Just because he was somebody that when he came out of college, I was excited for him to be a number four wide receiver, and like I thought he could play a solid role, and he kind of showed that his rookie year. I think he had a couple spike week games right towards the end of his rookie year. And so seeing him be able to potentially take over that third wide receiver role, he's somebody that like in best ball leagues that if I can get him tossed into an extra deal here and there, that I'm definitely interested in doing that. And Cedric Wilson has bounced around a lot, and he's been a solid wide receiver, just kind of hiding out there for fantasy. So I think that he's an awesome pickup for this team just to help out with that wide receiver depth. And then you get into all the rest of the wide receivers. As you said, Eric, Bub Means, I think, just makes the team by virtue of being a 2024 fifth round pick. I don't think you cut fifth round picks. I think it's really only the sixth or seventh round guys that you risk letting fall to waivers. But outside of that, if they decide to keep a sixth guy, I could potentially be interested in it being Jermaine Jackson. So the reason being that kick return wise, Rashid Shaheed is the kick returner and punt returner on this team. Spoiler for that section, but Jermaine Jackson could also play that role if they don't want Rashid Shaheed doing as much of that work with him being the number two wide receiver on this team.
And then quickly looking here at the tight end. So Juwan Johnson is the starter right now. His PFF grade last year was 58.8, 39th of 72. Juwan Johnson won a lot of people championships last year. His weeks 15 to 17, he scored a touchdown in each game, and was really, really good. Taysom Hill is the backup. His PFF grade last year was 75.3. 8th of 72. I think a lot of that has to do with just his touchdowns, his quarterback and running the ball on the goal line, stuff like that. Foster Moreau is still there. 55.3 was his PFF grade. 54th of 72. Jesper Horsted is the backup. Dalen Holker is the UDFA from Colorado State. Tommy Hudson and Michael Jacobson are also there as well. They kept four on their 53 man roster last year. I think with Juwan Johnson having foot surgery recently, they could keep four tight ends again this year, at least to start the year. So I think Johnson, Hill, Moreau, those guys probably stay. And then I think it comes down to Horsted, who they just signed, or Holker, the UDFA from Colorado State. Holker, if you played college fantasy football last year, he was the leading tight end in the country last year, for fantasy college last year. So guy that could definitely make some plays. Obviously didn't do enough to get drafted, but we'll see if he can hang around as maybe that fourth tight end for this team. Go ahead with your thoughts on the tight ends, Kuba.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on if I had to choose four, I would choose those four names of Juwan Johnson, Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau, Dalen Holker. And it will be interesting to see with Juwan Johnson potentially missing the beginning of the season, what that looks like for the tight end position. So if this was 2 years ago, I would have been saying, oh, hook up Foster Moreau, hook up Dalen Holker, because those are the guys that would be taking this role. But we actually saw Taysom Hill play as a tight end a good amount last year, and he did quite well with it. And so he might have actually blossomed himself into just being a traditional NFL tight end in terms of his ability, as well as having that extra, just like he can take snaps out of the backfield and throw the ball and run the ball. And like he's probably the only guy in the NFL that like I would almost call like a true positionless kind of weapon. A lot of other guys, it's like, oh, he's a running back who can run routes really well, or he's a wide receiver that's really good at getting end arounds or something like that. I think that Taysom Hill is truly somebody that you can design any kind of play around him, and he will have a shot at executing it. But you don't want to like give him the ball every single play like you would a normal quarterback. So it's so I would be interested to see how that is affected by the fact that Juwan Johnson is probably going to miss most of training camp, if not the first couple weeks of the season as well.
Onto the offensive line now, and the offensive line, I will just say, is definitely concerning to me. So, they were 23rd last year. They lost two pieces off of that offensive line, and possibly three. So, left tackle here is their first round pick, though, Talise Fuaga from Oregon State, and their backup right now is Trevor Penning, the 2022 first rounder. His PFF grade last year was 53.6, 65th of 81. He's definitely been super disappointing for them. On Fuaga, though, overall, Fuaga only has average play range and can be dinged here and there for minor flaws, but he has the size, core strength, and balance to be a plug-and-play starter in the NFL, reminiscent of Taylor Decker. Some teams view him best inside a guard, while others want him to keep him at right tackle. So I think he's going to be their left tackle. He's a big dude. So definitely a good draft pick for them, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. Nick Saldiveri is their 2023 fourth round pick. He's going to be the starter at left guard. Shane Lemieux, I believe, who came over from the Giants, is his backup. Center is Eric McCoy. He had a really good year last year, 79.4, 5th of 36th, and his backup is Lucas Patrick. Cesar Ruiz, first round pick for them a couple years ago, 63rd of 79, 51.2 is his grade, so he really needs to step it up, and Ole Udo is his backup. Right tackle, though, is Ryan Ramczyk, who still might retire. There still hasn't been any official announcement, I believe, on that, at least that I've heard, but he's dealing with a lot of injuries. So I don't know if he's going to be back, but if he is, he was 26th of 81 among right tackles last year. 73.5 was his grade, and his backup is Landon Young. So if he retires, this offensive line is definitely going to be in some trouble. I think with him, they're definitely better. But it's definitely going to be a little bit of an uphill climb here, regardless. Kick returners, punt returners, go ahead with those, Koopa.
Yeah, so kick returners and punt returner are Rashid Shaheed. He handled both of those duties last year, and he is very good at it. I think he was a Pro Bowl a kick returner slash punt returner either last year or the year before. So Jermaine Jackson is somebody who is on this roster that also has that experience. I would not be surprised to see that he potentially gets some looks in training camp to potentially keep Rashid Shaheed from having to go back and doing all of that work. Rashid Shaheed, if he truly is the number two wide receiver, could start getting a little gas by the end of a game. And so they maybe want to stick Jermaine Jackson back there in order to handle punt returns. Maybe if like the offense is really needing to do a lot of work, they might not want Rashid Shaheed out there like wasting his energy on a punt return when they could have somebody else doing that or a kick return, but all those sorts of things. So look out for Jermaine Jackson. Our lads likes listing Taysom Hill as a kick returner. I think that's just simply because all the way back in 2018, he was the kick returner for New Orleans. He has not been that in years and years. I don't expect him to be a factor in this conversation outside the fact that, yeah, they like to give him like one kicker or two kick returns a year. Like, sure, they can do that, but he's not going to be the main guy.
Yeah, I could see him maybe being the second guy, though, with this new format. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, I think it depends to me how much of a tight end role he has. We've seen him grow
Yeah.
into more and more of a tight end role. If he truly is a large player on this offense with the tight ends, I don't see them sticking him back there as the second return guy.
Final thoughts here on the offense. I think a lot of it is going to have to do with the offensive line. If they could at least be average, I think it should be all right. Derek Carr does have some weapons, same kind of weapons that he had last year, obviously. Didn't really add too much, so it should be kind of the same type of offense. I think the offensive coordinator is definitely an upgrade here with Clint Kubiak. So obviously he runs a lot of the Shanahan type stuff that his dad ran as well. So I think that could be a little bit of an upgrade here for Derek Carr. I'm kind of expecting this team to be like 8-9, 9-8 again, something like that, like they usually are. They'll make some, they'll have some wins here, and they'll have some probably some bad losses too. Are they going to win the division? Probably not. They probably fight for that seventh wild card spot, is probably what I'm guessing for them. What do you think, Koopa?
Yeah, I'm in a similar boat. I'm not confident they'll win the division, but like they might be in contention for a wild card spot just because they just tend to seem to find a way to do that every year. But Derek Carr, I think he's currently being drafted at quarterback 25. I think that in a format like a normal redraft league or dynasty league or something like that, that's probably about where he should be, just because he doesn't do a whole lot from a fantasy point of view, but he probably will be around most of the season barring injury. So Derek Carr, I think he can be a back end quarterback too, but he's not going to be much better. And especially if you're talking about a dynasty league, he's not really somebody that I'm looking at. Like, he might make you feel better about your quarterback three spot if he is your quarterback three, but realistically, I don't think he's actually a factor for you that you want as your quarterback three. Alvin Kamara, obviously, we're waiting for the wheels to fall off on him. Right now he is running back 18. I think that's factoring in some of that risk of just how old he is. But if he is able to do what he's done the past couple seasons again this year, he will be much better than that. And then obviously you want Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. You're hoping Rashid Shaheed puts it together, but Olave should also just be a solid wide receiver too for you.
All right, that is going to wrap it up here for the New Orleans Saints, and we will be back with the Tampa Bay Bucks.